As you approach the main farm building, Whitney looks up, smiling in her "I have a job for you" kind of way, and walks over. It turns out that a cowgirl is in a bit of a spot. She could honestly use some attention from a living being, and Whitney doesn't have the time. In fact, she moves off to tend to some chores, hoeing a newly installed row of canine peppers into place and dropping seed. But she does explain, while working, that you should head over to the barn and lend a hand. It's up to you how you handle the situation, but the milking machines can be a little harsh. And honestly, it's just good to do something to alleviate the pains of needing to be milked quite so often by quite an impersonal device. Agreeing, perhaps eagerly, perhaps just with an eye to collecting some pay or a favor later, your feet take you toward the barn outbuildings set aside for the cowgirls. Walking inside reveals a long wooden hallway. It's more like a dormitory than a barn, and there are small rooms set aside for each and every one of the farm's resident milking girls. Walking over to one of these, you rap gently on the door. "Come in," comes a voice from within, and it sounds somewhat pained. When the door does slide open, she sits up with a start. "Oh, I haven't met you before," she explains, her flustered nature with that small departure. Not a lie per se, but from the way that her hands, with their white fingernails, are pressing upon her massive, massive breasts and massaging the sore-looking red circles around her huge nipples. You know it's not entirely true that she only looks flustered because she hasn't met you before. Her features are soft. There are small horns on the top of her head and a cascade of hair. Long, brown, cow ears instead of ordinary ones, and she's very tall. At that time, further details of the room flood in: a massive bed, a small table in the corner, a window to the outside, a night table, a few things. She's on the bed, which does take up most of the space. She looks somewhat abashed. You look further. Her eyes are brown, deep pools, almost fit to pull you in. And the reason you could see those red circles around her nipples is that she's wearing nothing except for a skirt, and a short one at that. And from the way it's bunched up where she's sitting on the bed, you can plainly see she's wearing nothing beneath. Her fingers continue to massage in slow circles on those nipples, almost as if she isn't aware she's doing it. And even as she sits there, you look downward, hearing a clop sound, and you notice that where you looked, there was actually fur on her inner thighs. Dark blonde fur. Halfway down her thighs, all the way to her hooves. And when she sits up on the edge of the bed and rises with that clop sound, you notice a tail swinging gently, long, bovine, set off with a fetching pink bow. "Anyway, how can I help you? Is there something you need, sweetie?" She looks distracted, but when you explain that you're there to help her, she seems delighted. "Well, whatever you feel like you can do would be great. I left myself connected to the milking machine all night, and while I did fill up quite a few bottles, it's left me terribly sore." Her hands rub over her nipples, fetchingly lifting her breasts and putting them on display as she does, sliding her hands away from those sore, red rings and underneath the massive teats, displaying a drop or two of white milk. She's terribly, terribly full. Her break from the milker has done her no favors. And they practically swell with milk, visibly before your eyes. Perhaps with trepidation, maybe with a tongue running over your lips, you impart that you could always suckle from her to help alleviate the pressure. Her eyes light up, and something very like hunger appears in them. You estimate she very much likes that idea, as the buxom brunette beckons you over, hefting her massive breasts and presenting one, even as she reclines back on the bed. "There's nothing I like more," she explains, as you move on to the bed, and she looks slightly abashed. But really, it wouldn't be comfortable to do this kind of thing at the corner table. At least that's what each of you would be telling yourselves right then, as her mouth opens wide, and your mouth opens wide, hers to let her tongue loll out. You turn your eyes upward, smiling slightly, perhaps, at her slightly goofy expression. But then that large nipple is being thrust into your mouth by her insistently uplifting hand, and then a spurt of warm, delectable fluid flows across your tongue. It may be the best thing you've ever tasted. Warm, almost seductive, seeming to warm you up from the inside out. Indeed, after about the second mouthful, your body has curled against her in a precariously intimate way, and your upturned eye find hers, milk flowing down your throat, your eyes meeting hers, finding that her pupils have expanded, dilated, that she's been left with her tongue lolling out and her expression more vacantly one of hunger, even as she seems to squeeze her own breast along the base, moving more of that fluid into your mouth, down your throat. At that exact moment, her arms wrap around, seemingly on instinct, pulling your head closer against her massive breast, warm, pillowy, in front of you, your lips fastened. Some part of you, perhaps as an experiment, perhaps also on instinct, tries to think the thought to remove one's lips from around that breast. But at this moment, that's quite impossible, because reflected in the broad black pupils of those vacant brown eyes is your own face. And the strangest thing is it mirrors her expression, except instead of your tongue lolling out, your tongue is delicately, gingerly, almost worshipfully ushering more of that warm fluid down your throat, into you. Relaxing you. Perhaps you fancy you feel a tingle in your own chest, a warming process. She lets out something very much like a moan or a moo, even as she asks, "Sweetie, could you switch to the other breast, please?" Gasping though she is, you move obligingly, or perhaps automatically is the better word. Your lips finding a new source of that fluid, drinking just as greedily. The expression you see mirrored in her, even more vacant. This feels so intensely right. This is where you need to be, and drinking from her breast is correct. It's the correct action right now. Anything else would be inferior, lacking, different. It's better to just lie here, to be nursed and to drink it all in, lying there so comfortable, warm, almost drunk on the all-consuming pleasure coming from within, perhaps unbidden, a steady arousal creeping into your body, drinking and drinking, feeling yourself filling up almost at the time that she's emptied out, although it always seems like there's at least another trickle. And every time you suck now, you can practically feel her shuddering, almost gasping as her tongue hangs out and her eyes roll back in her head. She's still keeping you gripped there, in that perfect position, sighing deeply. It's a slow process. You've finally had enough. You pull back, feeling heavy, warm. Pulling away, you stare briefly at her breasts, noticing that a droplet or two is coming out on them. But she's no longer massaging them. They no longer feel too tender. And when you try to lean in for another drink, she gently places one hand on your forehead, shaking the other finger with a smile. Thank you, sweetie, but that's quite enough. Maybe part of you wants to object, say that it isn't nearly enough. But another part is quite grateful for the drink. And as you leave, although slightly unsteady on your feet at first, it's easy to find your way out, with a skip in your step, and a strange lightheadedness, and an image in your mind competing back and forth, which will haunt your masturbatory fantasies later. The vacant expression on her face, the sight of her nipples dripping that fluid, the memory of its taste, or the vacant expression on your face, seen mirrored in her eyes, that you're so sure you weren't making despite the concrete evidence that you were. And footfalls take you back toward camp. A slow, gentle proceeding. Out of there. On the way somewhere else. Your stomach full. Your mind full. Licking your lips as if trying to extract one more drop. And perhaps running your hands over your own chest, feeling for the source of that strange warm tingling from earlier.